get exclusive content you just can't wait to hear. Hit us with your feedback. We want to know how you feel. So download Bashani Radio. Get it free from the App Store. Download Bashani Radio. See our features and much more. Download the Bashani Radio app for free now.
Hello, family, and hello, friends. Welcome to the Candace Chronicles. It's your girl, Candace L. Remember, you can always hear my podcast. Hear my podcast on the Bashani Radio app. You can find it in your app store, whether you have an iPhone or an Android. So let's get into it. Father's Day, ladies, is for fathers. Just in case you didn't hear me, you see, Father's Day is for fathers because it's a holiday that is honoring fatherhood and the paternal bonds and influence of fathers in society. So guess what? That means this ain't about you. It has nothing to do with women. It has absolutely nothing to do with motherhood. And it has absolutely nothing to do with women's influence on society. So I know this may have flustered some of you, but let it sink in, sisters, that this day is not about you in the least bit. The thing about this holiday is I personally feel like it's often shortchanged, and fathers and male role models often get the short end of the stick. Like, we do the most for Mother's Day, and I'm a mother. We do the most. But for Father's Day, not so much. And I think that fathers are some of the dopest men on the planet. And I'm talking about real fathers. I'm talking about the dads, the ones that are there day in and day out playing their role. You understand now, when I say this isn't about you, just by definition alone, sisters, it isn't. That does not mean that women cannot raise children on their own. We have seen countless examples and products, so to speak, of men and women that are dynamic members of society that come from single parent homes. So it has been proven that women can raise children on their own and raise whole children. And it's not always about, you know, the baby mama, okay? Because a lot of times when people see a sister with children, it is often deduced to she's somebody's baby mama. But believe it or not, Black women do get married. We often do divorce as well. We see the stats. But some of us are widowed. We all have our different circumstances where we may be put in situations where we may have to then be the head of the household. Now, in my personal opinion as a mother, is that the best dynamic? Is that many times how we thought that things were going to go? Absolutely not. But we adjust, and we do have the ability to raise emotionally whole and stable children. However, I do it with 100% of femininity, which means I am not trying to be my son's father, and I am not trying to take on that role. It's absolutely unnatural for me. I focus on being the best mother that I can be, to do the nurturing, the caring. I could still provide wisdom and insight and guidance. I could still teach him certain things. However, I am not a man. I don't want to be a man. I like being a woman. So I stay in my lane. But again, I celebrate the joys of motherhood on Mother's Day. Why? Because Father's Day is for fathers. And men do bring a different dynamic to the family structure. It just is what it is. It cannot be replicated. It cannot be duplicated. No matter how much we try, we will never be a man. We never bring that presence, and we don't bring that energy. We don't even bring that thunderous, stern voice that they bring when the child knows, okay, playtime is over. When your teenage son is feeling himself and challenging you, we don't bring that dynamic that a father can do. That entire presence. I grew up with my father. Not only was he just my father, but he was also my dad. And there are certain things just by his sheer presence and me watching him live life that I have learned. For example, as a woman, I've learned what to look for in a man. Not because my father was there, but because I had a good father. So ladies, that makes a difference. We're celebrating the good fathers. We're celebrating the dads. Not the person that just created life, because there definitely is a difference. I go to my dad for wisdom and guidance, for male insight. If there's a flat tire, something needs to be fixed. If there is some form of protection that I need, if there is something financial I need, I go to my dad. That's not saying that I can't go to my mom, but my dad just certainly brings a different energy. My mom is dope too. Shout out to my mama, but we celebrate her on Mother's Day. Also, ladies, Father's Day is not the day to highlight your baby daddy or your ex-husband's shortcomings. It's just not the time for that, okay? This is a joyous occasion. This is a day of celebration. This is not to talk about the child support that you never got. This is not to talk about the lack of visitation that you did not receive. This is not the time to talk about how he didn't show up to little Tyreek and little Tanisha's programs. This is not the time for that. This is a joyous occasion, a day to celebrate Black fatherhood, a day to celebrate the dads. If you have a laundry list of complaints of that nature, then that person probably isn't a father. He probably isn't a dad, and he does not need to be mentioned. He does not need to be highlighted. And you, my dear, are still the mother, and you do not take the place and fill the void of that. However, those of you who do not have active fathers and active dads, I'm pretty sure that there is some teacher, some coach, an uncle, a pastor, a coworker, a fraternity brother, somebody who is influential in your child's life that you could celebrate. And oftentimes we just highlight the biological fathers, or we highlight the dads, but we forget all of those men in the in-between that help us out and help keep our households balanced. Let's talk about your pastor, the one that you go to for guidance, the one that prays for you and covers you from a spiritual aspect. Let's talk about the uncles, whether it's your brother, whether it's your god brother, or whether it's the child's father's brother. Let's talk about the uncles and the funcles. The uncles that are a lot of fun, that are influential, that fill in the gaps, that are not only uncles to your children, but also that they're friends and they're safe spaces. Let's talk about your fraternity brothers. I'm a woman of Alpha Kappa Alpha Sorority Incorporated. I got a lot of frat and Alpha Phi Alpha Fraternity Incorporated, amongst other D9 organizations that stepped up to the plate since my child was an infant. I've had frat brothers that, you know, made sure my child had books, make sure that they check in. My son is in sports. I have guy friends who give sound coaching advice, who direct me, who give me guidance, who give me insight all the time. Let's talk about the coaches. Let's talk about the coaches who instill sportsmanship, who instill discipline, who are that stern voice during practice that carries a lot of weight during those couple of hours, those few times a week. Let's talk about them. Let's talk about the teachers that care, the male teachers that care. Let's talk about your cousins, right? Because we know in our community, our cousins are darn near siblings as well. So let's talk about that. And let's celebrate them. Let's focus on them. I got homeboys who don't even have children that have played an influential role, even if it was in the background as it pertains to the upbringing of my son. Let's focus on highlighting those gentlemen. Those are the gentlemen that God or the universe, whichever you believe in, has placed them in our lives, because we often say it takes a village to raise a child. Those men have been placed in our lives in seasons and in timely manners in order to give us guidance to shape and to groom our children. Let's highlight celebrating them, not the shortcomings of dad, because they should be celebrated, because they take on roles, whether known to them or unbeknownst to them, that we need. And if you are not fortunate enough or blessed enough to have such a gentleman in your life, let's pray about it. Let's touch and agree that every woman under the sound of my voice that does not have good role models or proper influence, that this upcoming week that she runs across someone that could be her village, that will fill in the gap to give that male insight, that wisdom and that protection and that guidance. Why? Because Father's Day is for fathers. Father's Day is for the dads. Father's Day is for those male role models that fill in the gaps when we need it, that fill in the voids. Sisters, just know that you do not have to do it alone. You can stay completely in your motherhood, completely and 100% in your femininity. God will send somebody to fill that void that fathership is lacking, and then that brings wholeness. So yeah, again, fatherhood and Father's Day go hand in hand. Has absolutely nothing to do with you. It has nothing to do with my mom was my mom and my dad. Because no, just focus on being a dope mom and your village will take care of the rest. And if this day is a remembrance or a reminder for you that maybe you didn't make the right choice, maybe you made the improper choice when it came to a suitor, this year, this Father's Day, I want you to forgive yourself, because it's okay, it's over, and it's done. Your child is here. Focus on being a dope mom. Focus on getting your village together. And if your village is together, focus on going all out for the men in your life who are helping you groom such wonderful, whole, balanced children. All right? So shout out to my dad. Shout out to my brother. That's the Funkle. Shout out to all of my fraternity brothers, all of the males in my life who have given me guidance and wisdom season by season, year by year, step by step along the way as it pertains to my son. You are appreciated. I value your role in my life. Men, I value your role in society. I think fathers are amazing. I think that my dad could still personally pick up a house. I salute you. Keep doing what you do. And if you see a sister and you know that you could be a part of her village and helping her groom her child, step up to the plate. Whether you have kids or whether you don't, you are valuable and you are necessary, and we love you. So happy Father's Day. This is your girl, Candace L, signing off. Remember, you can find me on Instagram or Facebook at Candace L. That's CANDACEELLE. And remember, download the Bishani Radio app. Whether you have an iPhone or Android, it's a free app. Download it and check us out.
Get exclusive content you just can't wait to hear. Hit us with your feedback. We want to know how you feel. So Download Bashani Radio. Get it free from the App Store. Download Bashani Radio. See our features and much more. Download the Bashani Radio app for free now.